pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the first edition of The Doug and Danny Show for December of 2008. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis. Derek doing all the busy work behind us and getting us on and off the air for the next hour. You can listen to us as well on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up, we're going to talk to a voter in the AP poll and, of course, our buddy Steve Sipple about what's going on with the Huskers. And more importantly, a lot of talk today, and it's going to be our poll question up on the website. Who should be representing the South in the Big 12 championship game this Saturday? It's going to be Oklahoma. And in many years, you would think, well, Texas would still be in good shape if Oklahoma loses, but I don't see Oklahoma losing. And boy, who didn't see that coming? We picked Missouri and Pigskin Picks because they were a 16-point favorite. But I said Kansas is going to give them all they want. And in a bad weather day, Kansas was able to keep up scoring with them. And what a kick to the teeth for Missouri. Great for Kansas. But all that coming on. Of course, we will talk with Steve Sipple about that coming up in just a moment on the show. Plus, we've got a lot of emails to get to. But, Tony, just quick reaction before we get to Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star. Friday's Husker game. Your overall reaction now that you've had some time to think about it.
Well, my overall reaction was what a bullet we did dodge and what an unbelievable kick Alex Henry made to bail out several people on several fronts. And you can start from the defensive breakdowns on the first four offensive plays, Colorado run, to the absolute, I guess you learn things in your first year of coaching, and you can say bonehead. I don't know what you call the fake field goal decision at the end of the first half. So many different ways to look at it, but he bailed out so many people on so many fronts, and wow, what a kick. 57 yards on a night when there's no wind, on a night when temperatures are low. I see that kick being made perhaps, you know, in the end of August when it's warm, but to do it on that stage, the only way I thought that ball would go through is if it was Texas kicking it against us. That's really when it was trotted out. That's the only way I saw it going through.
What are the three people that wear their hats backward, by the way? Yeah, think about that. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star joins us on the Doug and Danny Show. Sip, good morning.
Hi, Doug. Hi, Daddy.
How you doing? How hard was it to put down? Well, no, first. How you doing?
Good. Okay. How are you guys?
Well, kind of a rough weekend. Daddy's still recovering. Daddy's still recovering from some physical injuries that, you know, he imposed upon himself. I hope he told you the story. If not, we'll get to that later. But, Sip, how hard was it to do this week's top 25 ballot, or was it easy to set down, or was it easier this week than most?
It depends what part of the ballot. I mean, the top part to me is easy. No-brainer at the top. But the bottom, the middle's is the middle. The bottom is the hard part, to be quite honest, because now you're trying to figure out four lost teams that should be in there, and truthfully, you're kind of trying to come up with enough teams to put in the darn thing. But the top part to me is easy, to be honest.
Sip, I have this question. I came up with this yesterday. With Alabama at 1, and not necessarily in your poll, but Oklahoma and Texas sitting at 2-3, and Florida behind them, what's to say that Oklahoma doesn't beat Missouri, Florida doesn't beat Alabama? Why can't Texas and Oklahoma play for it all in the BCS championship game?
Well, if those things happen, I suppose they could. Yeah, see, this is what happens when I'm in the office. But anyway, yeah, it could, but I'm not worried about it because, I don't see a scenario where Oklahoma loses to Missouri. In Florida, you know, that's going to be a tough game against Bama, but they're, you know, the two hottest teams in the country are Florida and Oklahoma, and I think you'll get them in the title game.
Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star, just for the folks listening out there and maybe haven't seen Steve's ballot, he has Alabama number one, Oklahoma number two, followed by Florida, Texas, and Southern Cal. And then to round out the top ten, Utah, Penn State, Boise State, Texas Tech, and TCU. So right now, today, you think Alabama, Oklahoma, is that who you want to see, Steve?
No, here's the thing, and I got to tell you, Doug, I got to clarify. I mean, no, I think the two, see, hear me out, because this is, I get ripped for this, but it is what it is. Now, listen, I think the best two teams in the country are Oklahoma and Florida. I'm not sure what order. But I have Alabama number one. I just can't drop Alabama out of there after they beat Auburn 36-0. I have great respect for Alabama, and I just can't, I don't think you can do that to Alabama. And the thing that I'm relying on is that SEC title game. I think you just got to be patient as a voter and see where that goes. And if Florida wins, then I'll probably jump Florida number one. I almost for sure I'll jump Florida number one if they beat Alabama. So right now, again, Alabama number one, Oklahoma number two, Florida number three. Fully expecting Florida to beat Alabama.
So it seems as the season went along, people have got away. They think the Big 12 conference is tougher than the SEC. You don't believe that?
Well, I never said that.
If you're taking Florida number one, then you are saying that. You're not taking Oklahoma number
one. I'm not saying that the conference is better. I'm saying that team is better. I mean,
okay.
As far as the conferences go, I mean, you got to look at all the other teams, Doug. I mean, I guess at the top you might be able to make that argument, but I don't know which is tougher as a whole, because I just don't see all the teams in the SEC on a week-to-week basis, you know, and I don't see all the teams in the Big 12 all the time. I mean, my inkling is that the SEC is tougher, and I know people won't always agree with that, but I think, you know, if I had to choose between a defensive conference or an offensive conference, I'd take the defensive conference. And I think they play better defense. Well, there's no question about that they play better defense in the SEC. I don't know. It's a tough argument to make.
Steve Sipple from Lincoln Journal Star joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sip, the team at number nine, Texas Tech, got a legitimate beef, I think. You've dropped them a little bit further than I think most people have. I just want your thoughts on them as a football team.
I know, it's funny, because I for years I was always saying that they get overlooked and that it's unfair, you know, that they're, I have been on that bandwagon for years, and I still kind of am. I have a great respect for Leach and that offense, and I have a great respect for what they've been able to do defensively now. They play some defense sometimes. Now, the issue is the Oklahoma game. I mean, they just got rolled.
Well, they missed the flight. They missed the flight to Norman.
Yeah, and that's tough. And I'm going to tell you, it gets tough in there. You know, when you're talking about, you know, the teams we're talking about that you could rate Texas Tech ahead of are Utah, maybe Penn State, Boise State. Okay, you can't rate them ahead of USC. There's no way.
I'll give you that.
But you could definitely make the argument that Texas Tech should be rated ahead of Utah, Penn State, Boise State. On the for instance, Pelini, just I think I can tell you that I don't think he'd mind. I mean, he just said I'm an idiot for rating Penn State ahead of Texas Tech. Just literally called me an idiot. Now, what I would say to him, and I did say to him, is Penn State could name the number of yards it wants to run for against Texas Tech. Yeah, they're playing better defense, but Penn State's a good running team, and I think they control the clock and beat Texas Tech, barely. Those are tough calls when you're getting into that range. They really are.
Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All right, Steve, let's get to Nebraska now. word is that we could find out as early as today that Nebraska's going to the Gator Bowl. And then I get one of the few places Rivals puts out their list, ESPN puts out their list. ESPN has never had Nebraska playing Florida State in the Gator Bowl. But your percentage right now, your thoughts of 90%, 50% odds that it's Nebraska, Florida State in the Gator Bowl?
Yeah, I would say somewhere between 80 and 100. There's some things that could happen. So you got to be, I mean, I think you have to be a little careful on this stuff because there's still games to play, you know? I mean, still, Missouri's still got to play. You know, the ACC championship game still has to be played. And, you know, there's other bowl games that are going to be affected by these outcomes, by those outcomes. I mean, if Missouri beats Oklahoma, then all bets are off, right? So maybe the Gator could come out and announce something provisionally. I don't know. I don't know how they'll do it. I mean, at the end of the day, I think it will be the Gator Bowl against Florida State, and that would be a very evenly matched game for Nebraska. I think Florida State probably has a little more talent, but again, the matchup for Nebraska to me is great against Florida State because check the size of their offensive line. It's small and they're not very good up front. And again, so Nebraska is in a situation where its strength is against maybe, I don't know if it's Florida State's weakness, but it's certainly not their strong suit.
Sip, does it make a difference as far as recruiting goes, whether you go to the Gator Bowl or the Alamo Bowl? Is that a big deal for the coaches?
I don't know. I mean, I'll tell you what, if they went to the Alamo, they like going to the Alamo Bowl because you're in that recruiting corridor. Florida's the same way, but I think you get a bigger boost in Texas, to be quite honest. I don't know how much of a boost. I don't know how much it matters. I don't think you can go wrong either spot. Maybe Florida's a little better because Nebraska hasn't been down there for, you know, when's the last time they played a bowl in Florida?
It's been a while. 94, I believe, right?
Yeah, probably. And
no, 97 against 97, okay. 98, whatever you want to say, that Orange Bowl against Peyton Manning.
Yeah, against Tennessee. So, you know, you're looking at 10-plus years. So maybe from that standpoint, Florida would be better, but I don't know. I'll tell you what, I always think going down to Texas is the best option. They have 7 recruits among the 18 that have verbally committed from Texas, 7 or 8, and they're going to keep hitting that hard. And I think your presence down there is huge. And I would hope they do like what Callahan did. Don't get mad at me for saying this, but I mean Nebraska when they went down there to the, you know, Big 12 championship, or excuse me, when they played in the Cotton Bowl against Auburn. Did a great job of having that clinic. They had a clinic, and there were so many Texas high school coaches at this thing. It was unbelievable, and those are the kind of things that make a huge impact for a program.
Steve, Mike Leach has just came out and said last night said they break the graduation rate should break the 3-way tie.
Pretty good idea.
Boy, that put some pressure on. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star joining us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All right, Steve, what did you think Friday? Nebraska, Colorado, just as you've soaked that in now, big picture, boy, were they not ready to play? I thought, okay, we survived the 14-0. We tied at 14 at the end of the first quarter, and none of that surprised me. I thought we'd steamroll from there, and we didn't. I guess your thoughts on that final game of the regular season.
I'll tell you what my thoughts are. I think you got to give a lot of credit to Colorado, which nobody thought would be in the ball game, and here they come. Obviously, they were very well prepared, and that's what strikes me about that game. Other than, of course, the ungodly kick, which is unbelievable. One of the, I don't need to say anything more about it. What the second thought is, Colorado was so well prepared. I mean, obviously their scripted plays were right on because you saw what happened. I mean, they came out firing deep. They had their tight end running wide open. And then they got the ball to their best offensive player, Josh Smith, on that long route, and then had that long run that was wide open. And then they just kept coming. And then they obviously were well prepared on the fake, on Bo's bad call on that fake field goal. They made it a bad call because they were well prepared for it. So that's what I was very taken by Colorado, the fact that they not only weren't in the tank, but were playing extremely hard. And I was impressed by them. They're not a bad football team, and I thought they were. They're not. They're not a bad football team. They're a few players away, and if I was Coach Hawkins, I'd be sick about the loss, but I'd be heartened about where they're going.
So where did Cody Hawkins have been so bad all year? I thought he was pretty damn good on Saturday.
Yeah, he looked good. I mean, he played with abandon, and he's got a decent arm. I don't know that he's just in a tough situation because the league is so filled with great quarterbacks. You know that, you know, if you're the you're the worst quarterback in this league, you're probably still not that bad a quarterback. I mean, and he might be, you know, if you had to rank him, that you might be, I don't know. Actually, I'd rank him ahead of the Iowa State kid.
Gotcha.
But anyway, he'd be down there. So I don't know. I'm with you. I thought they looked good. I thought their offensive line actually was able to do some things. And man, they called some perfectly timed blitzes, and they will hit you. I mean, Colorado still will hit you. So I hope that they take something out of that. But you know, in Nebraska, to come through and win the way they did is a huge shot of momentum.
Sip got some email here that I think maybe you can help us with, and we'll just do it rapid fire and get you out of here. The first one was, are the Huskers co-Big 12 North champions?
Yeah, they are. And I think it goes down in the Big 12 record books as that.
Okay.
Because of Missouri's loss.
What is the status of a Marlon Lucky?
Well, he's got, you know, he could have played. The sticking point is he did not practice. And like Bo said in the post game, around here, if you don't practice, you're probably not going to play.
And finally, what's the status of Cody Glenn and anything else that you might be able to share with the listeners?
Yeah, he remains indefinitely suspended. Would he be back for the bowl game? I don't know. I mean, I for obvious reasons, I can't really go there. I just can't do it. But we'll see. We'll see. I that's a question for Pelini this week.
He won't be, will he?
Well, I guess not.
Yeah.
I definitely guess not.
Fair enough, Sip. We appreciate the time. As always, you're the best.
No, I'm not. You guys are. and I appreciate you having me on. Have a good day now.
You too, Steve. Steve Sipple, right. Husker beat writer, Lincoln Journal star, joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Answering a whole bunch of questions. Yeah. I want to go back to Colorado being prepared. Fine, they were prepared. They hit a couple of quick plays on us there in the first quarter. What's the explanation after that? They didn't do anything. What they did, we gave to them. And that's where I have the problem, after the first quarter. And I know Nebraska's not a finely tuned machine, but this is the first time in a long time that I saw Nebraska making mistakes from the players to the coaches to the kind of the whole framework. I mean, I had to think the turning point in that football game was what led up to the fake field goal that blew up in their face. When we pooch kicked and Colorado fumbled it with a minute 50 to go in the second quarter,
and then it seemed like
the coaches had already left the coaching booth and were headed downstairs because the three calls were absurd, and then we run out there and do this fake field goal. I mean, Nebraska should have been up 10 at half. Instead, it's tied. Nebraska's up 10 at half. I think they roll, and we don't have a problem. But you let the wounded dog, stay in the fight, and look what happened. And just unbelievably lucky. And you know what? I was so glad to see that they called a pass play when Joe Gans got sacked. I know I'm going to be probably the only person that says it because I get so tired of run it off guard, and then try a 46-yard field goal because I hate leaving it in the hands of the kicker, which bails Nebraska out. But Joe still has not learned when to get rid of that football.
Doug,
for as many great things as he's done to get Nebraska to 8-4, he has still not learned from time to time as a senior quarterback of this football team. He still has had trouble making decisions out there.
Now, see, I would go back and say Colorado had a perfectly timed blitz. Joe didn't have a lot of time to get rid of that ball. Well, there was almost zero decision.
That's a one read pass play, though. If he ain't open, the ball goes in the stands and we kick the field goal.
I just think he was backpedaling and wanted to make sure he didn't throw the damn thing to the Texas Tech guy again. I think that's what it was going. You know, it happened so fast. I just think it happened so fast and that guy's on him and he just couldn't do much. I just don't think he could do much.
Well. And I put this little thought in for all those Husker fans that thought we could be 10-2 and win the North. Joe Gans doesn't throw the ball to that Texas Tech receiver. Nebraska is playing a football game Saturday.
Do we want to be playing a football game?
Think about that. Nebraska would be playing a football game Saturday. They would be playing for the Big 12 championship. 1-888-455-ESPN.
John from Kearney on the line, guys.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. What's up?
Good morning, guys. Daddy, you're my hero for not being on the pup list today. You made it through your injury, wheeled it around to the hockey game on Saturday and the whole nine yards. I just got to ask you guys a couple questions. Once again, about the officiating, they had mentioned that the head official was from the SEC. Is that true? What was he doing reffing a Big 12 game?
I
haven't heard that, John, so I couldn't answer it. I doubt that's true.
Anyway, it goes back to the hit on the defenseless receiver.
Right before half,
okay. And then the same player, number 12,
at the end of the game,
Colorado, drills Gans in the head, okay, when he sacks him on the one play.
Right.
Okay, let's go to the Florida game against Florida State on Saturday. Defenseless receiver, safety comes up, hits him, automatic flag was dropped, no questions asked. Why can't the officials be together? And I mean, it's the same exact deal, a defenseless receiver, and they dropped it automatically. And they're going to really get somebody hurt they've got to start calling that stuff.
John, hey, you've opened up what we want to talk about in our next segment. We sure appreciate the call. Thanks for the call. Because the officiating, you can say what you want. When your team gets hosed, then the officiating's bad. But it continues to be bad. It continues to be bad in the college game. It continues to be bad in the NFL game. And there are numerous instances. I mean, then there's plays where they fumble the ball and you can't review it. I mean, it's just the Florida State game, Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State fumbles the ball in the middle of God in the church, and all the officials on the field can't see that. And there's no buzz from the replay booth. And if you don't play the replay on TV, the coaches can't see it. They don't control that. I mean, I know there's not a conspiracy theory, but by God, sometimes it sure seems like it.
Well, I just want to know, when you got a defenseless receiver out there, it's not like you're in a pile and somebody gets out of the pile and says, 68's punching me in the gut. I'm sorry. Maybe he was. I could not see that. Well, the defenseless receiver deals right out in front of everybody. There's nobody else around him, and somebody takes a shot at somebody, it could have hurt him. You know, Ryan Clark got flagged yesterday for a hit on Wes Welker across the middle. And YouTube that. Ryan Clark hit.
Let's go to the email, because we're going to come back and talk to, Josh and Jake, because they're here. We went their take. Josh Sheldon going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as soon as he turns his hat around. But before we go to the break here, Fast Willie weighs in with a couple of observations from this week in football. One, Alex Henry's kick was unbelievable. Two, the BCS should be called the BS. We've known that. Three, the Patriots are who I thought they were. Four, Wes Welker should not come over the middle against the Steelers. And five, I repeat, Wes Welker should not come over the middle against the Steelers. And now the Cowgirls come to the Steel City. I can't wait. Fast Willie. Fast thanks. You can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll talk officiating and more football when we come back.
Now, boys and girls, here is what you get. I'll give you a two-word clue. Now, here is the secret code word.
The Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation right after you pull my finger.
If you've had the misfortune of never venturing inside the chicken coop, here's what you've been missing. The chicken coop is the perfect place to gather to watch sports because there are screens everywhere. And you can enjoy your favorite drinks, domestic beers, and microbrews. But the chicken coop is more than sports. It's also a family-friendly eatery that serves food like ribs, pizza, steaks, and wings. Speaking of wings, come in and try the two new flavors, jalapeno garlic and honey barbecue. Find out why so many people flock to the Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Arma Coatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Arma Coatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Arma Coatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
The dripping and wet spots you see next spring in and around your RV can be avoided with proper winterization now at Rich & Sons. So many areas of an RV contain fluids, and when fluids freeze, they expand and create cracks and leaks and expense. Talk to the technicians at Rich & Sons, and they'll tell you they also check the roof and siding with a performance guarantee. Save money later when you winterize now. Take your RV to Rich & Sons on South 281 Grand Island.
Monday night, it's an AFC battle when Jack Del Rio's Jacksonville Jaguars travel to Houston to face the Texans. Hi, everybody. This is Boomer Esiason of Westwood One. Join Wayne Larrabee and me from Reliance Stadium for all of the action. Can Andre Johnson and Houston's high-powered offense solve the Jags' stingy defense, or will Jacksonville manhandle Gary Kubiak's squad? Tune in to find out. If it's Monday night football, it's right here.
It's the Texans and Jaguars tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Every week, there's a new webcast featuring Tri-City Storm coach Tom Rudrud and hosted by the arena voice of the Storm, Derek Stinson. Brought to you by ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM. Click on ESPNSuperstation.com to see the Tri-City Storm Coach's Corner webcast.
Here's a look at our Monday afternoon's forecast. We'll have partial sunshine, breezy west winds at around 10 to 20 miles an hour. High temperature anticipated to rebound near 40 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, overnight low in the middle 20s. And then going on into our Tuesday, partly to mostly sunny and a milder high near 58. Currently 32 degrees.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Where, once again, when our NFL Power Rankings coming out on Thursday, I will emphasize Washington Redskins will not be in them coming up on Thursday. Derek, you get 30 seconds. What happened to the Buffalo Bills?
Nothing good at all. Nothing good. I have nothing to say after that.
I mean,
that,
their season's over, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. I have Denver on the schedule. So
I got to find a team off the radar to make the playoffs like I do every year.
It's not Buffalo.
And I can't, you know, Buffalo has that record and that those opponents to get themselves positioned, but I don't think I can pick them.
No, and that's what that every other team coming from the West Coast to the East Coast this year has lost. What does San Francisco do? Oh, Buffalo's a lock right now. 3 points at home after a week after putting up 50-something against the Chiefs.
On the road. Unreal.
No, I have nothing. Ryan Lindell should be fired. He should have his
doink.
Yeah,
have his visa revoked.
He should be stuffed in a locker.
Poor little fellow. Well, let's quit talking about losers. Let's talk about winners, Daddy.
We're talking about Dynagrill. We know you got the corn out of the field. The beans are out of the field, and you're sitting there. Boy, what was my best corn? Oh, that's right. It was Dynagrill. We need you to call 1-800-652-9298 and get a hold of your local Dynagrill seeds dealer today. Their seed team is prepared to assist you when conditions change during the planting season. They're committed to continuing to deliver the quality products and the value you need. They want to build a relationship of trust by offering industry-leading products and service. That's what they do at Dynagrill. It's almost like they do in Maryland, crab cakes and football people. Well, that's what Dynagrill does. That's right. Quality products and football. 1-800-652-9298. Call your local Dynagrill seeds dealer today. Dynagrill Dave is in the everywhere area. Everywhere you want to go, Dynagrill Dave is there. All Points Co-op, Lexington, Gothenburg, Custer County area, or get a hold of your local Dino Grove Seeds dealer.
Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Ken writes in, sure happy for Bo and thrilled with the victory Friday, but game should not have come down to a 57-yard field goal. And maybe someone can help out with an explanation as to why is Anthony West on the field. I specifically watched his play when he was on the field. On kickoffs, he didn't even try to make a tackle. At cornerback, you saw it for yourself, as you have in every other game this year. Maybe they don't have anyone better, but I hear that there are several very good redshirt freshman defensive backs who better take his spot next year. I guess I am calling him on his lack of effort. Ken in Kearney. Daddy?
Fair enough. I think you say we single out defensive backs all we want. One we can single out from the area. Lance Sorrell, as a bad of a play as he made in one of the first four plays, it was that good of a play down the middle, batting that ball away at the last series. So
that a baby 2-3.
Yeah, he's
a baby.
He's continuing to put out the effort and getting results, and good for Lance.
Josh Gilton joined us in studio with some other guy that I don't even remember.
I don't think anybody remembers.
Oh, see, that's the best part. You just shut the mic off and they can't talk to you. What's going on, bud?
We wanted to bring in former NTV employee Jake Wazikowski because, as we know, there's a large contingency of Oklahoma City Thunder fans in our audience. Win number 2 of the season under their belts. Things are looking up for the Bobcats.
Bobcats
for the Thunder.
Thunder, exactly.
Jake, fill everybody in. Former NTV, the guy that has to do everything. That's what they should just call everybody at NTV. But what are you doing now?
Former NTV utility man. Yeah, I'm now in Oklahoma City working for KSBI. We're an independent station, but we broadcast throughout the whole state based out of Oklahoma City. And we picked up about 15 or 17 Thunder games for the Oklahoma City Thunder now that they're in town. And I'm doing the pregame and postgame show for that while reporting for the news. So there's lots of stuff. It never ends in the world of broadcasting.
So is this Oklahoma-Texas thing a big deal?
Oh, yeah.
Is it the deal?
It's pretty entertaining to watch because, you know, as is here, a lot of people have respect for Oklahoma up here, but the rivalry there is just ridiculous when it comes to Texas and Oklahoma. People buy so much Texas stuff in Oklahoma just so they can turn it upside down and wear it on their shirts, put it on their cars. And that's what I think is kind of funny, is that Texas is making a lot of profit off of this rivalry because everybody just turns the merchandise upside down and says it's anti-Texas.
Does it get violent? Have you seen any of that yet? I mean, have you seen people scrap just because it's Oklahoma, Texas? I mean, people throw down?
There was an incident, I read about it was this last year that some Texas fan ended up getting beat up in an Oklahoma City bar because he was a Texas fan, and I think he broke his nose or broke his eye socket or something like that, and they dropped the charges or something. But yes, it gets pretty violent with them down there.
Jake, Oklahoma City Thunder, who are their star players?
Well, there's a guy named Kevin Durant, former
Texas
Longhorn. He's pretty good. They picked up Russell Westbrook in the draft this year from UCLA. He's one of the better rookies. Nick Collison from Kansas, he's playing there too. Jeff Green, I don't know if you guys have heard of him much, but he's a pretty good utility player. There's a guy named Robert Swift, who's kind of been with the franchise for a few years. He was straight out of high school, kind of hasn't done a whole lot. But
any former members of the Nebraska Cranes?
Entertaining to watch.
On that team?
Nick Branting, I don't know. We could try to get him in and get a tryout.
Larry House?
Larry House as well. Maybe Marty Levinson. We can try to get him a tryout next year if he wants.
What's the fan reaction been in Oklahoma City about the Thunder coming to town?
Oh, it's been amazing. They're one of four teams in the whole NBA that have a waiting list for season tickets. Most of the games have been sold out. You know, it's been kind of a rough start, but people are still supporting them, and they understand that it's not going to be the best season to start off with. They didn't think it would be this bad in the beginning, but you know, they're still supporting the team a lot.
Josh Gilton, Jake Wazikowski are joining us here in studio. Josh, you were down there, had the post game after the Nebraska-Colorado contest, putting in some overtime. That was pretty cool stuff. Did you learn anything from the bowl rep officials that you talked to, and just kind of what was people's reaction after Nebraska pulled one out of the hat?
Well, first I wanted to get this out. It's that, you know, we're talking about Ryan Lindell being fired, which might be good news for the Bills because I heard Alex Henry's putting out like a NFL draft exploratory committee thing. So old Dustin Diamond might get a shot with.
Wow.
With you know, with the Bills maybe, but you know, we talked to the president of as you guys did of the Gator Bowl, and we also talked with the president, or not the president, but a representative from the Alamo Bowl, and I mean, it does sound like the Gator Bowl is the likely scenario, as we're all kind of finding out here, and I think that would be, you know, really fine for Husker fans that need that New Year's Day bowl fix that they haven't had here for a while, so that's fine with me, too. I mean, nothing against San Antonio or the Alamo City, but Jacksonville, never been to Florida. It seems warm. You know, maybe
bring it on.
I can maybe go hang out with my boy Maurice Jones-Drew for a couple hours. You know,
roll with his posse.
Yeah. I'll go. He might not like my Denver Broncos shirt I'm sporting today, but
Denver getting a win. So who are they going to lose to next week? That's just the way they're.
I'm still convinced they're going to get to the Super Bowl.
Probably Detroit. Failures.
No way. They're going for the 0-16. Don't even say that, Daddy.
I think it could happen. I think it could happen. So, your thoughts on this whole Husker season so far? You've seen it all.
Lots of ups and downs, that's for sure. One game I actually stayed back from was Missouri, so that didn't hurt my feelings too much. So I didn't get to see that. But it's been fun to see these last five or six games minus Oklahoma, I guess. I mean, in a way, that Oklahoma loss was still kind of entertaining just to see how Bo Pelini reacted after the game, you know, by cutting off media members from players. You've really kind of seen him evolve kind of in that head coach. It's kind of fun to learn how he's handled everything this year. I think he's done it all pretty relatively well, too. He seems to have a good attitude, good sense of humor at most press conferences about things. And I just think he's given people a lot to look forward to, because especially when you look at the recruiting class, they're starting to build and put together. They're starting to get some luck to turn their way a little bit. So it's been fun.
Josh, whether it came down to the kick, whether it should have, should not have, we can argue that another day, but it comes down to the kick.
Mm-hmm.
It goes through. The atmosphere of all the games you've covered in Lincoln, second to none?
It ranks right up there. I think the only other time I could remember that place being that loud was maybe when we went from Thunder Collins to Mike Stuntz to Eric Crouch against Oklahoma. I mean, that was maybe the next best thing. I think a little bit was more on the line at that point, too. But I was saying that, you know, and especially me, I remember one game when I was actually in college, when I actually went to the games as a fan, a guy named Josh Brown kicked a game-winning field goal over Colorado. It reminded me exactly of that moment, obviously. 57 yards is a little bit more impressive than what they did, but it was certainly electric. I think there was as many former players as there ever has been down on the sidelines. That place was just going crazy, you know, high fives, slapping each other. You know, Alex Henry should have been carried off the field, and you know, any guy could have done that. But it was awesome, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Let's not forget Ndamukong Suh shaking Cody Hawkins off. Like, he had a great game, too. We'll get you guys out of here with this. Josh Shelton, Jake Wozniakowski in the studio chatting with us. Our poll question: who do you think should be playing Missouri for the Big 12 championship? Who should it be?
Off the top of my head, I'm a Texas guy. I just think the head-to-head matchup probably, you know, but I guess you can argue Texas Tech at that case, but I think they kind of wrote themselves off by that 65 points they let up. But I think Texas kind of is getting the, you know, kind of getting the screw job here.
Jake?
Obviously I'm probably leaning the other way now, living in Oklahoma, but the one thing that people need to remember is the top four teams in the Big 12 South, all of them won every home game except for one. Oklahoma State lost to Oklahoma at home. That was probably kind of the tiebreaker, you want to say, but I know that schedules permit it certain ways, but I think Oklahoma is playing the best out of anybody right now.
Well, Daddy and I are going to tell you who we think should be playing Missouri. Guys, enjoy lunch. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks, right, Doug.
Boys.
Good
to
see
you again.
Have fun at the bowl, Tool. We'll be back on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this on ESPN.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't believe they're still on the air.
Well, that's certainly not the first time we've heard that.
Shopping for holiday gadgets, some search engines get you lost in all the links, but not Yahoo Search. To prove it, we switched Mark's Google page with Yahoo and brought a mall Santa along for the ride.
Ho, ho, ho! Man, I'm sick of mall Santas.
You'll never get tired of how Yahoo Search helps you shop. Type a gift like digital camera.
Hey, there's popular brands, ratings, buyer's guides all at the top of the page.
It's a miracle on... what street are we on?
Switch to Yahoo Search and get straight to your answers. Start now at yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
Around here, we talk a lot about odds. This college football season, Dr. Pepper is bringing you great odds on winning some really great prizes. Just pick up some Dr. Pepper in the limited edition football cans and enter your code at drpepper.com for a 1-in-6 chance to win prizes, like a trip to a college conference championship game. And the more you drink, the more chances you have to win. Now, those are some great odds. Dr. Pepper football cans are going fast, but remember, drink it slow. Doctor's orders.
Here's a story big business didn't want you to know. It's about the ViewCube satellite receiver, compatible with DirecTV or the Dish Network. Manufacturers love it. When truck stops, sell it for $1,299 or more. But here's the part they don't want you to hear. Rich & Sons Camper Sales of Grand Island sells it for only $699. Anything less and, well, you don't want to know what might happen. The ViewCube takes portable satellite viewing to the next level. See Rich & Sons soon for the ViewCube. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Rich & Sons ad to see the ViewCube. At $699, they won't last long.
Hey, Nebraska, we know money's tight.
That's why here at Big O Tires, we're doing our part to save you money.
Through December, all of our premium touring, passenger, and performance tires are 25% off.
That's right, Nebraska. Buy three, get the fourth tire free is back.
We're talking 50 to 70,000 mile premium tires at economy prices.
No games or gimmicks, just a real 25% savings only at Big O Tires.
The hurry, this sale ends soon.
Tires Service Straight Talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Here's a look at our Monday afternoon's forecast. We'll have partial sunshine, breezy west winds at around 10 to 20 miles an hour. High temperature anticipated to rebound near 40 degrees for tonight. Partly cloudy skies, overnight low in the middle 20s. And then going on into our Tuesday, partly to mostly sunny and a milder high near 58. Currently 32 degrees.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, like it or not, it's time to shop for Christmas, and you can find a gift for you or anybody on your list at Misco Sports because they have everything you need to show off your team spirit. The latest hooded sweatshirts and knit caps with Husker logos, Loper gear, your favorite college and NFL teams. You can also get the hoodies and caps from Nike and Adidas in plenty of fashionable colors. And with the cold weather here, there is a great selection of Columbia coats in stock right now. They are all 25% off. And as you get ready for basketball season, $10 off all Reebok shoes, basketball, wrestling, whatever you need. Whether you're playing or watching, you can do it in comfort by stopping by Misco's on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. They wish you a happy holiday season. Have you done 1 ounce of even thinking about shopping?
No.
Derek? Do you shop? Do you shop at all?
Yeah, I shop, but I haven't even thought about it yet.
Let's finish up some more bad news here. Johnny Casino's pigskin picks.
Oh, man. We lost. We're done.
Wes, go ahead, congratulations. Guys. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, Wes going 8-2. Had a great week. He missed the Vanderbilt-Wake Forest game. He had Vandy, and he missed the Kansas-Missouri game. He had Mizzou. Daddy, you went 6-4. You missed the Mizzou game. You had Kentucky, Oregon State, and South Carolina, all losers there. Doug, you went 4-6.
Woo-hoo!
I went a very bad 3-7. So, yeah, Wes kicked our butt.
Two things we want to talk about, and we're also going to talk about what happened basketball and volleyball. Huskers are playing at home this weekend. Try and get to that here, but we wanted to talk a little bit about the officiating, Tony. Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, they fumble the ball. They can't get it. Oregon State, early third quarter, and I don't know if this is going to change it, but Oregon State could have got the momentum back. They tackle behind the line of scrimmage, the Oregon ball carrier, and I'm sorry, I don't remember if it was the quarterback or the running back on the play. Clear fumble. Oregon State picks it up, takes it into the end zone. And the referee is from me to you. He's 2 feet away from the play, 5 feet away from the play. They show the replay. He's looking right at the play, and a guy downfield who's not even looking at the play, 10 yards, has his hand in the air, blowing the play dead. That takes away the touchdown, the quick turnaround. They had just scored. They would have scored again. Oregon State would have had all the momentum. But it's not the point of what – the point is, how in the hell can you continue to blow obvious calls? I mean, as you said, Tony, maybe it was a hold, maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was pass interference, maybe it wasn't. But fumbles, the ball's on the ground, and you review it and still blow the call?
Well, one thing that I'm not privy to this information. If the replay booth, I don't know if they're looking at the same thing we're looking at. And I don't know
I think they're looking at the bottle of a Jose Cuervo bottle once in a while.
Well, there's several times where you go, well, this should take about 10 seconds. And then the guy in the replay booth, by the time the official gets over to the phone or the TV, whatever, he calls up and goes, guy, spot the ball at the 22-yard line, give it back to Oklahoma State. Let's go. I mean, it shouldn't take that long because it's that blatantly obvious. Now, it is our understanding, John.
Ed Stewart.
We will effort Ed Stewart, the director of the officials, which is Walt Anderson, but Ed Stewart directly underneath him. It is our understanding, and I don't know if Saturday's crew is from the SEC or not, John, and I'm sorry, I do not have that information. We do know that the Big 12 has partnered. Why, we don't know this, and we will ask Ed Stewart about this, have partnered with the WAC and Southland Conference. As I don't know if it's a feeding system to the Big 12, a feeder system of some sort to get officials to the Big 12, because the Big 12 is short of officials. Now, I'm sure some people have moved on. Obviously, Cleet Blakeman was an official, went from the college ranks, is now doing pro games, NFL games. So, I mean, people are moving on. But there was somebody we thought it was at least competent.
Well, I mean, we've got some guys right here in our backyard that think you got to get both feet in, so they're ready to go all the way to the pros from here, aren't they?
I would think so. Just a rapid advancement.
It's just frustrating. It's frustrating. It seems to be getting worse than better. That's the frustrating part. When you boil it down, and I guess that's the way it's always going to be. That's the way it's always going to be. Let's go back to the email here. I would like to personally thank the NFL for providing lots of extra nap time yesterday. Boring. From John Daly, who says, P.S., my nap was in a Hooters parking lot. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that.
By the way, the home team just stayed 2-10, first time in a number of years. I believe that's the correct
stat. Well, it was a lot of low-scoring games after what we saw Thursday. How did you do on your picks?
Where are my picks at, Derek?
We did the Johnny Casino's pigskin picks. We need to see how Daddy did.
I'm sure terrible again.
While we're effing those, do you have any more info on Jarvis Giles from Florida? He's supposedly a top five running back recruit that decommitted from Tennessee after Philip Fulmer got fired. Now he says that South Carolina, Tennessee, and Nebraska are in a three-way tie for his signature. I read on ESPN.com this morning that academics was a big thing for him, and he knows Nebraska has a great graduation rate. What do you think are the chances he's coming to Lincoln? That from Sean in Kearney.
Sounds like to the people we talked to, he has kind of dropped Tennessee from that list. It is Nebraska and South Carolina. He is a roughly 5'10", 190-pound running back. Many publications do rank him very, very high. As far as a running back, he's out of the Tampa area. Looks, though, like the cold weather may be more of a factor than the grades and the falling in education. So South Carolina looks to have a slight lead on Nebraska right now for him.
Love all the emails that are rolling in. If you've got an email that might or a call that might register in for our hot topic of the week, you could win a Sunheat Systems energy-efficient space heater. We're giving away one every week throughout the month of December. We did it through November. It's getting colder. So just listen to Doug and Daddy, and your Sunheat Systems hot topic opinion might lower your heating bills by the hundreds. Excuse me, from Sunheat Systems and ESPN Superstation. Going to the stream here, Rick from Lincoln fires in. Doug and Daddy, and this will take us to maybe our final thought of the day. Explain to me how the BCS continues to claim their system is the best. In the beginning, the BCS said we can't have a playoff because it would take away from the students, schoolwork, etc. Yet the BCS game keeps getting farther and farther apart. Now it's January 8th. Great point. They don't use that excuse anymore. Next, they're saying they wanted to keep the integrity of the bowls. Where's the integrity these days? The only ones who have kept the integrity is the Big Ten and Pac-10 keeping contracts with the Rose Bowl. Again, I'm not a fan as neither conference has a championship game, making it an uneven playing field for all the BCS conferences. And now the claim of the BCS is that every game in college football means something. You can lose in the NFL and still make the playoffs, they say. Well, if every game means something, then why are we having a discussion about Texas and Oklahoma? Texas beat Oklahoma, right? Then how does every game mean something? I guess head-to-head really doesn't mean anything. I guess every game doesn't matter in college football. Explain this to me. How does every game in college football have meaning if the polls who decide the national championship are based on opinion? Rick goes on to say, there will never be a true champion until it's played on the field. As Dickie V explained, George Mason had a chance because of a playoff. People know about Gonzaga or Butler because of the tournament. You tell me how Ball State, Boise State, and Utah's game mean something. They're undefeated and have no chance of playing for a national championship. How is that fair? It just goes to show that as much as the BCS wants to say they are all about the integrity of the game, this year proves again that it's all about the money. They'll continue to make their millions, and we, the fans who want a playoff, will sit and wait. Wait for the day a playoff becomes a reality. Go Big Red. Congrats to the Huskers on a great season. Rick from Lincoln. That's a hot topic right there. We'll save that one. Your thoughts, Daddy. I think that's a great point that really hasn't been brought out about every game meaning something, because if it does, it's not happening. I mean, if it does, then he's right. Texas.
Well, I'm trying to combat a point that he made, and I'm not sure I can find one to argue. I want to know out there, if everybody complains about the BCS, who do we complain to? Who do we call? Who supports the BCS? There's nobody that gets on TV that does this
hip hip
hooray.
How do you
do you yell at? Give me somebody that's out there defending the system as it is now.
Evidently somebody that the economy is not bothering.
Well,
we need to take one more break. When we come back, Daddy's going to say who he thinks should be playing Missouri. I'll tell you who I think, and you can tell us who you think by voting on our Doug and Daddy website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Texas, Oklahoma, or Texas Tech. Why not? Whack after this.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
Rotel, everyone's in seventh heaven. Is it because we have free wireless internet in every room, our MicroPass frequent guest program, free get up and show breakfast, or the free local and long distance calls? Maybe it's because for the seventh year in a row, MicroTel was again ranked highest in guest satisfaction among economy budget hotels by J.D. Power and Associates. Wow, 7 years in a row. Somebody must really like us. Book a great hotel at an even greater price. Visit MicroTelIn.com. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to JDPower.com.
If a stiff neck or an aching back is preventing you from working out, playing with your kids, or just enjoying special events, SalonPause can help. SalonPause, they're medicated patches that provide fast and sustained relief right where you need it most. No more stiff neck or aching back, just lasting relief. Get back to enjoying the life you deserve with SalonPause, available at major drugstores, membership warehouses, and local pharmacies.
SalonPaz, SalonPause, be more active.
In Las Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. Neither do you at Johnny Casino's Grand Island. You can watch every Husker game, whether broadcast or pay-per-view. Plus, NFL Sunday Ticket. Wednesdays, Texas Hold'em at 6:30 and 9:15. And even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will bring you back to Johnny Casino's.
It's over. Our move is finally over, and we couldn't be happier. Lind Eye Care is now officially located at 4107 7th Avenue. So open your eyes and come see what we can do for you. For example, at Lind Eye Care, you can count on Dr. Lind and Dr. Bierbauer to take care of all of your vision needs. Whether it be new contacts or LASIK surgery, at Lind Eye Care, they treat your eyes as if they were treating their own. Plan now to see Lind Eye Care at their new location at 4107 7th Avenue in Kearney. Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Here's a look at our Monday afternoon's forecast. We'll have partial sunshine, breezy west winds at around 10 to 20 miles an hour. High temperature anticipated to rebound near 40 degrees for tonight. Partly cloudy skies, overnight low in the middle 20s, and then going on into our Tuesday, partly to mostly sunny and a milder high near 58. Currently 32 degrees.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. UNK women's basketball team playing at home tonight against Dana College. They went 1-1 over the weekend, so don't forget that that's tonight, 6 o'clock. Nebraska volleyball, they're the 4 seed, but they're not playing at home in 2 weeks if they get that far. They always play at home in the first round. They will take on the Liberty Flames, your Big South Conference champions, at 7 o'clock Friday. The first game, Missouri State takes on Alabama-Birmingham. Winners advance to Saturday's game. Tickets are available now. Go to Huskers.com for more information. 4 Big 12 teams made it. Nebraska, Texas, Kansas State, and Iowa State made it in. Good weekend for Hastings College men and women's basketball teams. They both won a pair of contests over the weekend. Not so great for the Storm. Now they go on a 4-game road trip beginning Friday at Lincoln and then Saturday out to Cedar Rapids. How about the Nebraska men's basketball team, Daddy? I don't know how they're doing it, but they're doing it. They're 5-0. They're setting us up again for the proverbial put your cup on because here comes the steel toe boot.
Yeah, 54-52 win over Creighton in your own building. Only the second time in 10 years Nebraska has defeated Creighton. So exciting game. Came down to kind of the last second layup. Somebody kind of double team. Get the ball to
Adi Dog Enduro
and lay it in.
Hey, catch all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop. 15 HD TVs. It's the perfect place to watch college football bowl games. Monday Night Football from kickoff to close. $2 you call it. All drinks almost are $2 in the house. Great food and drink specials every night. Lunch special every day. Check out one of their great sandwiches like the prime rib sandwich, chicken fried steak sandwich.
Chicken tender hoagie as well.
Pulled pork, Philly steak, chicken coop sandwiches are outrageous, but the prices aren't. Each sandwich comes with a great side like fries, potato salad, coleslaw, whatever. They've got them there for you. The Chicken Coop opens 7 days a week. $2 you call it tonight for Monday Night Football, Houston and Jacksonville. That game kicks off at 7:30. Daddy, we found your selections from last week. How'd you do?
Once again, 2 wins, 3 losses. I can't hit a college game. I just about ready to give up on the whole season.
His wins, both in the pros, the Eagles and St. Louis Rams. His loss, the New England Patriots, as well as his 2 college picks, Texas Tech and Oklahoma State, didn't quite get it done. Daddy, I think Texas should be playing Missouri for the Big 12 championship.
You know what, Doug? For once, we're going to agree. I think the Texas should. 45-35 is going to be be one of those scores forever etched.
And it's not just that. I don't see where Oklahoma's defense has gotten any better. You have to throw Texas Tech out for the argument because they did get blown out against a big-time opponent. I know, but Texas was on the road against Texas Tech. We could discuss this for hours. You got to pick somebody. I'm saying Texas.
Well, we're going to get somebody to talk about the rest of the week. We'll effort somebody from Missouri. We'll effort somebody from Oklahoma. Get a look at this weekend's Big 12 championship game for you.
And, of course, the high school winter sports season coming later this week. We want to thank Josh Sheldon, Jake Wozniakowski, and Steve Sipple all for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. We'll see you tomorrow at 11.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!